Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, it's Victoria. Tonight I'm going to talk to you about doing the cards and how you could get some of your answers done or answered. Your questions answered. Wow, I can't even talk tonight. Your questions answered. We're using different methods of intuitive readings. Some of the things that people generally can do, besides calling Terry, who is awesome and she's extremely helpful, but it's also good to get comfortable with using oracle cards, otherwise known as tarot cards, not to be confused with, you know, the boogeyman spooky tarot cards people think about. Generally, what I use is Doreen Virtue's angel cards. They have different kinds. They have Ascended Masters. They just have angel therapy cards. I mean, they have so many out there. Let's see, what are another one? Soul's Purpose. I'm going to Google that real fast, make sure I get all the cards that she has. She has just all different kinds. I mean, literally, the woman just is a genius when it comes to making these cards. And they all have great meaning and purpose. They also have very beautiful, detailed drawings on them, so that way you could get the real meaning of it. And there's different ways that people can read the cards. You could read them by just interpreting the picture. Some people see things within the picture that sparks an intuitive thought, or some people will see like a color that will resonate with them and describing, like, let's say they see a lot of green, that maybe it's describing a healing property that they need to work on. It all varies. And then others, all the cards generally will come with a book to help define what the meanings are. And I generally will use the book as a guide for me, and I'll know what the meaning of the cards are by what jumps out at me when I'm reading the definitions that are provided. So something within the definitions will resonate within me, and then I'll be like, oh, this is what it means. So the oracle cards are something that I've used many times in the past, just to help define, you know, things that I'm wondering what's going on, like what's going on with my job. You know, like, am I going to find a guy? Basic questions, right? So I've used them before. I've gotten great things. I also use the runes. I would say I'm a pretty big novice with the runes, just because I don't have the familiarity with what each one is, where I can define it quickly. But I do resonate really deeply with the runes because my history is with a Celtic and Viking history. And I'm very close to Odin. So I know I'm led to understand and read them more often than I do right now. So I'm working on that. So tonight what I wanted to focus on is having people learn how to cater the questions that you ask your oracle cards in order to get a more detailed response. Because, I mean, you got to think of it this way. If you're going to ask a question like, am I going to find my guy? And yeah, the answer is going to be yes. But that's so broad. So how are the cards going to help you define when, where, how, what, et cetera? You can't expect the cards to define how to answer that question. So you kind of have to be a little detailed. So I had a little, a practical with three. And basically, we decided to cater a couple questions that I was going through myself this week and try to find out answers to it. So just a little back conversation on what's going on so that you guys can understand why my questions were what they were. I would say over the past probably 2 weeks, ever since probably prior to my birthday, I've been feeling extremely overwhelmed. To the point where, like, I just need to almost, like, have my own space. You know, I haven't been able to ride. I've been teaching school, the barn, a lot on the weekend. So that started picking up where I'm really busy, literally working from, like, 9 to 5 on Saturday and then Sunday 10 to 3, which, of course, I want to say that I love doing it. But I'm also finding that because I'm so busy on the weekends, and then I work a 40-hour work week with 2 days of writing, 1 day dedicated to, you know, the show, and then the other 2 days are basically, one of them is for a chiropractor, and then I have one free day to do things I need to do. So I'm finding that when I get home from work, I'm tired enough that I don't do a lot of chores when in the house. So, you know, I'm feeling like my house is going into a little bit of disarray. You know, I'm feeling just like I don't have control. You know, I kind of want to have a man to help me manage my life. Like, I'm getting to the point where I'm tired of being the one in charge. I mean, that's how fatigued I am. I want to find out, like, how I can manage doing the things I love and then doing the things I need to do for my responsibility. So it's a lot. You know, I have this new dog who I love, don't get me wrong, but, you know, he comes with a lot of challenges. And I'm like, what am I supposed to be doing? I don't know if I'm doing things correctly. I mean, literally, it's just like, it's craziness to me, and I feel very overwhelmed, and to the point where I'm a little punchy, and I don't like being punchy. I mean, there's a lot of things where I'm just like, oh, God, I wish this was just a little bit easier. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, with Tree, we ended up talking about it, and we decided to do some pointed questions to the cards and to the runes just to see whether I get the answers I need, you know, because, you know, I do have a good understanding of what, you know, when I do a card spread, exactly what I'm looking at. And I wouldn't say I'm like as expert as like Tree, but intuitively I understand what they say. So the card spread that I like to do is a 3-card spread. And in that it has a past, present, and a future, you know, so each from left to right, of course. So from left to right, you'll read it and then it'll be able to help you define what was going on in the past, how you are now, and how what you are now is going to influence you in the future or the outcome of what your question is. So I wanted to go through a couple with you, which I'm sure will resonate with some people, you know, because I think every person generally will have similarities in their desires, you know. So I want to know where my cash flow is, you know, how can I bring more money into my life, you know? Or a lot of people have the same question about love and relationships, about weight gain, weight loss, you know, like it's just similar. So a lot of my questions, you're going to definitely feel like, hey, that's my question too. So hopefully you'll get a little bit out of this as I go through this. Okay, so questions was, how do I bring cash flow into my life? And I thought that was important because I'm like, I'm making money, you know, but I want to know where's the big flows coming, where I get the comfort that I think I need. So what I ended up getting was for my past is a twin flame, okay? The present is solar plexus chakra, and then my future is visualizing success, okay? So when I look into the guide, because, you know, I told you I do those because I think it's important. Of course, twin flame, when you instantly think of it, you think about it being, like, about relationships, right? But what this means is that in the past, my focus was on just a relationship being the reason why, you know, I am seeking the answers I have to my life, right? So it says you drew this card because your twin flame is intricately involved with the answer to your question. A twin flame is a romantic partner who originated from your spiritual soul group that he or she is the one in terms of soulmates, okay? Often twin flames incarnate together during their last lifetime on Earth and after the reincarnation cycle has been completed, and all karma has been balanced. Until that lifetime, however, twin flames usually don't incarnate simultaneously, but instead volunteer to function as one another's spirit guides. So your twin flame could be guiding you in your life, including romance with a soulmate. Okay, so how does that deal with money, right? Well, it could mean that in that my soul, my twin flame, is actually helping me guide into the direction where I am today in the sense of the job that I have. So that my spirit guide, my twin flame, my soul flame, was the one that guided me to the position I am in my job, right? So, because I remember that's a past card. It's not dealing with the present, because it's not a question about me getting a boyfriend or anything. It's a question about, you know, getting cash flow. So my present card is the solar plexus chakra, okay? And basically it says this card comes to you because the angels wish to help you with the issues concerning power and control. They first want to reassure you that you are powerful. You, who made in the image and likeness of your creator, hold the same qualities, including power. It doesn't matter if you feel it or if you're afraid of your inner might. The fact is that you are powerful. So this card is basically telling me, hey, you want money? You can get money. How can you do it? You can use the power of laws of attraction, and you can attract the, like, I have the tools, I have the power to do this, to be able to gain what I want to have in my life. You know, all those tools that we talked about, you know, visualizing, meditating, sending out the right vibration, I have that power, and that's what this card is telling me. Use it. And then, of course, which is so apropos, which made it this whole question even more awesome, is that my future is the visualizing success. So basically, the angels want you to boost your confidence and relieve you of worries about the situation. Part of this process involves holding the positive visions for yourself and for other people involved. And when you expect the best, you inspire the best in others around you. So I'm visualizing the fact that I'm going to come, you know, have my cash flow more predominant in my life. And because I'm visualizing it, because I have the power to do so, I will. Okay, so that's what those cards meant, which I thought was pretty cool. I'm like, oh, all right. So I hold the keys to that success right there. So that was one of the questions that I got out of the cards. Another question I got, let's see, what's a good one here? I got one about how I can have more time with my horse. I was like, well, how can I have more time with my horse? Because right now, I feel like I have zero. So in the past card, I got clear, cancel, and delete, which after, you know, reading the guide and everything, basically I felt was saying, listen, you needed to clear all your negativity that was surrounding you about your riding, about how you're going to be able to do it, how you're going to be able to handle, you know, financially, how you're really going to be able to function just having a horse in general. So that was in the past, you know, and now I have a power animal. So basically all the power animals that surround me, my spirit guides and everything, are helping me with this situation. And so they're going to help me guide my decision making on time in order to be able to make more time to be able to, okay. And then at the end results, of course, it's going to be that I'm a light worker. Because remember, my sole planning and my sole purpose is to work with horses. So the time that I'm going to be able to spend with Skyer is going to happen because it is my sole plan. Do you know what I mean? It is the path that I need to take. It's where I need to be. So the time right now where I'm feeling currently that I have zero time to spend with her because I'm so busy, it is in reality going to be what's going to lead me to even get closer to what my sole purpose is. So I just have to make the time and use the spirit guides that are around me to help me make the time to be able to spend more time with her. So I thought that was kind of cool. So let's go back to one that might be an important one for everyone. So I have a question here about a lesson about my property manager. So currently I'm having problems with the lady who's managing my townhouse that I'm renting. The property manager, you know, initially seemed really cool. She seemed like she wanted to work with me. So when I moved in March 20th, I provided a very detailed list of things that need to be repaired. Because, you know, obviously if I don't tell them and then later they see it, then I get dinged for it. And we're not having that, of course. So I was very detailed. And there's some things that are a little aesthetic and then there's other things that are not. So when I moved in, they didn't go around and do a once-over and really clean and get this place ready for me to move in. So I was having trouble where she wasn't communicating with me. I'd write to her, she wouldn't write back. I'd call her, she wouldn't call me back or even pick up the phone. But I got to a point where I had to involve my realtor to, you know, play good cop, bad cop, and he had to call the regional manager of this property company and kind of bitch to them and be like, hey, what's the deal? You know, like, what is the real deal here? Like, why are these things happening? So, so he ended up making a phone call to her and finally got through, which is a miracle because Lord knows it took forever. And so finally I have the list of maintenance repair stuff that maintenance guys are coming to fix. Finally, it only took like how many calls for my property manager, my real estate agent to actually go and have this lady respond to me. I mean, literally, he sent the email, a blasting email saying, hey, what the hell is going on, to the regional manager. And then no joke, like 10 minutes later, I get an email stating, okay, so you requested these and this is what's scheduled, et cetera, so forth. I'm like, wow, it took all that just for you to do your job. So anywho, I was like, it's frustrating because I have this new dog who's not very happy with strangers right now, and that means my mom can't walk him, and he's afraid of males because he was probably very heavily abused in Spain, so I can't have my normal dog walker come. So I'm feeling like really pressured and in a pinch because, you know, I need to get these repairs done. So I wanted to know, what is this lesson? What is the lesson I'm supposed to learn from all this? I mean, come on. Like, how much hell do I have to live through? Literally, that's what I thought. And so when I pulled the cards on that question, I got the laws of attraction as my past card. So what I got out of that is that, you know, I'm the one that attracts the energy to me. So in the past, I might have had some negative feelings about either the confidence level of myself on how to handle situations, maybe because I've had some really crappy ones in the past. And so therefore, I was attracting that same energy in this present, you know, so I was like, okay, I get that. And then it says cut your cords is my current card. Now, cutting your cord is asking to detach yourself from past experiences that were negative that serve you no purpose now. So I was like, oh, okay. So all my bad experiences I had with dealing with confrontational people in general, I just need to cut the cord because going forward, you know, I'm a different person. I've learned from my mistakes. I've learned from my errors. So I just need to cut it. So with this lady, I just need to realize that, you know, she's nothing like anybody I've dealt with before, so therefore I don't have to worry about having similar outcomes. So I think there is some fear and apprehension about having to deal with the same thing over and over again, right? So I was like, all right, I get that card. But then what made it even more cool is that the future card is about integrity. Okay, and so what I ended up getting from that card is just that my actions need to be aligned with my integrity, what I feel should be, you know, in my life. So by me cutting the cord and realizing that I don't have to bring the past into the present, you know, so things that might have been confrontational in the past do not have to be in this current situation. And then because I'm cutting the cord from my past, then I can instill the integrity that I believe I should be treated in my future. So this property manager basically is just one of those tests for me in the sense that I realize that the things that I'm expecting her to do are nothing out of the abnormal or the out of the normal. Okay, so it's things that should happen, and she should be doing the things that I'm asking her to. And I should be confident in the fact that I'm asking what I deserve. So I realized that, you know, this lesson is not, lessons are not fun sometimes. I mean, truly, and, you know, I'm just like every other person. Tariq can attest to it. She has the same problems too. We all have our tests and challenges. And when you're knee deep in it, you just really just want to run and hide and just want the easy way out. But I always remind myself that there's a reason for it. So I try not to allow the problem to weigh me down so heavily that it affects me on my daily just duties, things that I need to do in life. I just don't feel that I should allow it to do that. So you know, as I've been going through these challenges over the past, like, week or two, I just sat there and, you know, as frustrated as I get, as much as I wanted to cry, I just knew, A, that it was going to pass, B, that I'm going to succeed, and C, that there's a lesson to be learned out of it all. So, you know, those are things that made me kind of be able to get through it. So I wanted to share that part with you because it's difficult. I don't care what anyone says, it's difficult. So here's a good question. I asked, well, what's prohibiting me from losing weight? Not that I'm a super chunky person, but I do have some fluff and stuff. I mean, I have pokies and mush. You know, I have a little belly fat going on. You know, remember, you know, I healed myself from Lyme's, which is awesome, but my body took a beating from it, and, you know, it's still, even to this day, recovering from the weight gain and the issues that I had with just functioning. So I have a lot of fluff and stuff. So I want to know what is going on. I'm active as all get up. I mean, I literally I'm running all the time on the weekends. I'm riding 4 days a week. I mean, I'm active as all craziness. So what's the deal? And from the cards, I got shielding myself as my past, cut the cord, like clear, cancel, and delete, and then the future was emotional sensitivity. So I was like, oh, okay. So basically all the problems that I had encountered was basically having my body hold on to the weight, right? So that's what the shield myself. Is that I was holding onto the weight as a protective barrier against the negativity that was around me from people, scenarios, situations, etc. And it wasn't that I was consciously doing this. Don't mind you, this is subconsciously. You know, cause, sometimes we don't realize that our mind is doing their thing, and we don't know what they're saying or doing, but it's occurring. So that was like, okay, that makes sense because, you know, was around a lot of negativity. I was around a lot of, you know, just harsh issues. And so the current thing is that I need to cut the cord. I need to clear, cancel, and delete all those negative thoughts I have with myself because I have them just like normal people do. My ego likes to take charge and, you know, I'm a little critical of myself. You know, I'm a critical about the way I look. I don't, you know, necessarily think I look the way I wanted to. But I need to stop doing that. So every time I think of something negative about myself, I need to clear, cancel, and delete it. Think of something positive. So I'm like, okay, so I have to have a better view of what I look like, you know. And then in the future, it talks about emotional sensitivities. And basically, I need to shield myself from the negativities from people in general around me. I can pick up on the vibes of people so much that I might be holding on to all those emotions, that energy, negative energy from people around me, and that's making me hold on to the weight as well. So I'm like, well, crap, I don't want to do that. So you know what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be working on my thoughts about myself. I'm going to picture myself when I go to work and travel and walk around that I have a bubble of white energy, white light and blue light surrounding me so I can protect myself to not get this energy bombardment that's causing my body to react in a sense of holding on to my weight. Because there's no reason why I should be still this weight at all if I'm eating correctly and exercising and I'm active. So the cards basically told me that, hey, it's not just what you're doing physically. It's also the emotional part to it, but spiritual. You know, as you become more in tune to your intuitiveness, your metaphysic world, becoming more of a light worker and closer to the person who you are, in the soul sense, you become more sensitive and you could feel people's negativity, feel people's, you know, happiness. And because of that, you're kind of becoming an open sponge to suck in this energy. You know, did you ever like help someone who was going through a problem and you just felt weighed down because, you know, you just finished talking to them on the phone. You're like, just cut off the phone with so-and-so and I just feel so drained. And it's pretty much because, you know, they sapped your energy or you vented a lot of energy or you took their energy. You know, you took all the sadness they were having and you were bearing the same, you know, in return. And so that's a way we could stop doing that because it does not for sure serve any purpose for us to take on anyone else's energy. So you need to protect yourself for it. So, and that I'm going to work on because damn skimpy. I'm going to be in a bikini by the end of, you know, I would say by the end of summer, but I'm going to be in one. I don't care. I'm going to do this. So the Oracle cards are really interesting to help give you answers. I know for a fact that most of you are probably like, well, I don't know if I'm going to be doing them right. I don't know if I'm going to be reading them right. The whole point is that you're supposed to use your intuition, the things that you're given, practice the things that you're working on, and read them. And you'll find that what you interpret the cards to be is more accurate than you give yourself credit for. So it's always good when you're asking questions to these cards, when you do start to use them, is to point your questions a little more deeper. Okay, so as you can see, my questions were pretty pointed. I mean, we wanted to know exactly what was going on. I had, I'm like, I even had a question, where's my husband? Where is he? Like, where is the dude? So I know he's supposed to be around, and I got my answer. Do you know what I mean? But if I ask, like, am I ever going to have a man? Of course I am, but I want to know where, you know? And then I could also ask the question, like, why, you know, or anything like that. Do you know what I mean? So it really and truly can, it can help you to just get that guidance that you need, some insight. And, of course, you could always ask Tree to help you out with the, you know, if you're interpreting them correctly. But I would say 99.9% of the time when you're using them and you're reading them and the words pop out to you and it resonates with you, then that's the answer, okay? So you could use any of these angel cards. You can get them at Amazon. They're really cool. And just practice. Just practice them. That's just one method of using a tool to help you to become a little bit more spiritual and to get questions answered. So that is the end of my show because the time is ticking away. I hope you enjoyed it. There's a lot of fun things to do when you're using these Oracle cards, and I just hope you guys can get a little bit out of it and enlighten your life and understand that you're not alone. All these, you know, all of us have the same questions and all of us strive for the same answers. And it's just a matter of what level of spiritual enlightenment, I guess you can call it, that you are in order to be open and receptive to receiving these answers. And they're out there. So they are there waiting for you. So the cards are one way that you can get these answers. All right. So y'all have a great night. I hope you enjoy yourself. I'm looking forward to having maybe a non-rainy weekend because I'm tired of rain. I feel like I live in the UK. It's so bad here. So pray for some sun for me so I could go ride because I don't like riding in the rain. So that would be great. All right, well, you all have a good one. Take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you next week. All right, ciao.